You'll find information on how to support us at the end of this podcast. So now we're going to continue on about getting out the ditch. And I'd like to talk about your first couple of months in the Lord. Usually people who come to the Lord, who get baptized and are filled with the Holy Spirit and start speaking in tongues, they usually have a honeymoon period. They have a time where everything's easy, where everything just works, and they're full of happiness and joy, and they're full of the love of God, and they're happy they're saved, and they get healed, and all of this stuff happens in the first couple of months, maybe 6 months to a year. Then all of a sudden, everything starts drying up. And they look back years later and they go, I don't know what happened. You know, when I first came along, it was so great. Everything was happening. And then after a year, it just all dissipated. Now, a lot of Christians I meet have that happen to them. And I call it a honeymoon period. You know, when you get a little baby who comes home from hospital, you know, you don't ask them to go out and mow the yard. You know, you change their nappy and you feed them and you make sure everything's catered for them so that they can smile, so they can have a happy time. And then when they get to about 12 years old, you know, they should be mowing the backyard. And if they're still messing their pants and still wanting to be spoon-fed, then you give them a bit of a slap around and you say to them, wake up and grow up. Well, unfortunately, a lot of Christians, when they come home from hospital after being born again, they have a honeymoon period. That period is about grace, free unmerited favor. So they get free unmerited favor from the kingdom of heaven to help them until they get established like a young child. Then after that, they use the same grace but in a different form. They use it to mow the yard, because they start to have their senses exercised by reason of use. They're no longer babies sucking on milk, but they're actually growing up and they're actually becoming mature. Unfortunately, a lot of Christians have never been told to mature. They're like the young'uns we see today. 25, 30 years old, still living in their mother's basement, their mum and dad's basement, because they never learned to stand on their own two feet in the kingdom of God, to be able to use that grace now, not to cover their sins, but they've used that grace to actually get themselves straightened up. Now they use that grace to start being empowered as a son or daughter of the living God, no longer a child of God, but a son of the living God, a mature Christian. So that's where the problem happens. A couple of years later, they've never been taught to grow up, and they're still dependent on somebody else to minister to them over and over and over again. Instead, they should have been plugged into the Holy Spirit from the day one. And with that grace, that free unmerited favor as a baby, as a child, feeding on the milk, they should have been taught from day one how to plug into the kingdom of God. So they've got 6 months to a year of free unmerited favor, everything working wonderfully for them, so that they can get used to walking through the power of God and not through the power of another person's ministry. And that's where these ministers and teachers have failed. They've failed you miserably, because if you're 5 or 10 years in the Lord, I've met people who are 25 years in the Lord and still need milk, because they can't separate themselves from a pastor or a teacher or a great man of God. Instead, they become babies. And you'll read about it in the end of Hebrews chapter 5, the end of the chapter, where he says, I would love to tell you about deep and meaningful things. Unfortunately, you have need that someone teach you again the first principles of Christ. It moves into chapter 6 and says, you know, these are the first principles of Christ. Repentance from dead works. Doing things that are not ordained by God or don't have any God's favor in it, that are dead works. And repenting or turning away from them and going after the good, acceptable, and the perfect will of God, walking in God's will for you. But you need to be taught that. You need someone to demonstrate and show you and teach you how to plug into the Holy Spirit. And that's my job. My job is to help you plug into the Holy Spirit so that you can get strong and that you can, with the Holy Spirit, with the blood of Jesus and the word of your testimony, overcome the darkness in this world and the darkness that overcomes you. You get the chance to fight back and learn to wield a sword, which is the word of God, praying with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. That's all types of prayer and all types of supplication, it motivated by the Holy Spirit. Either it's in English or it's in tongues. Because the Bible says, what is it then? I will pray in English and I'll pray in the Spirit. I will sing in English and I will sing in the Spirit. We don't know anything about praying in tongues and building ourselves up on our most holy faith, keeping ourselves in the love of God. We don't understand anything about the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, which will make us free from the law of sin and death. And we're adults who are still sinning and messing up because we're still caught in the flesh and in the uselessness of an immature Christian. So my job is to get you out the ditch. My job is to help you start praying so that the Holy Spirit can warfare with you against darkness in your life. It's that simple. So if you feel that all the good days have gone and where's all the juice now? Where is His presence? Where's the love of God? When it was so easy? Now it's hard. Well, because you missed your opportunity while it was day so that you could build yourself up on your most holy faith. Instead, you squandered those days, maybe because you had understanding but you never took it, or because nobody ever gave you understanding. So, it's not your fault, is it? You know, I get people from the day one, as soon as they're baptized and filled with the Holy Spirit, I get them praying in tongues. I get them seeking the Holy Spirit. I get the juice flowing in their life. And even though they've got a period of grace, they use that period of grace to build up their storehouses spiritually. You know, even Joseph had 7 years of plenty so that they could carry him through the 7 years of drought. And those who didn't take advantage of that 7 years of plenty, they had to come to Joseph, and eventually bought grain, then they ran out of money, so they sold their land, and they lost everything. Why? Because they were not wise. The Bible says in Proverbs, learn from the ant. He builds up his storehouses in the summer so that when the winter comes, he doesn't die from starvation. So when you first come along to the Lord, a true man of God, a true minister of Christ, should have taught you to build yourself up. If they didn't, they are false teachers. They are false prophets. They're false apostles. They're liars and thieves. They've stolen from you the opportunity. Now you have to start again. And you have to do it. You have to walk through the snow, cold and hungry, until you can build yourself up. And God's grace, he can kick into your life. But you need to make the effort. You know, I knew a guy, he came along to the Lord and he said to me, he fell away after a couple of years. And when he came back, I spoke to him a lot about his experiences. And he said, when I first came to the Lord, it was so easy. Everything was so easy. And you know, I squandered it and I fell away. And then I came back and then it was hard. I had actually put lots of effort into building up myself. Had to put lots of effort into getting myself, properly fit in the kingdom of God. And it always stuck with me. And I went to the Lord and I asked about that. Everybody gets a period of grace. Some people are a little bit of grace because they're going to grow fast. Some people a bigger chunk of grace, but someday the grace runs out, right? Because when you get filled with the Holy Spirit, God, He steps in and holds your hand through the Holy Spirit. And He tells you to build yourself up. He tells you to build your storehouses up spiritually. But you don't listen to the Holy Spirit. You listen to another man who says, rejoice, drink and be merry. Don't worry about it. I'll look after everything. So you hand over your whole walk to somebody else who isn't even properly walking. And the two will both fall in the ditch, because the Bible says, the blind lead the blind, and they both fall in the ditch. But now is an opportunity for you to go to the Lord, pray in tongues, building yourself up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. It might take a bit of effort, and the enemy might come and put sickness on you, and put destruction of reasoning on you, cause you to be confused and dizzy, and think all sorts of crazy and stupid stuff. I know people who have been spirit-filled for years and years and years, and when they start praying, with a little bit more effort, you know, they get confused. I've even had them say to me, I don't think I speak in tongues. I mean, how deluded is that? How twisted in the thinking? That doesn't come from you. That comes from the enemy. And, you know, like Eve, she listened to the enemy when he said to her, did God really say that? And we become confused because we're not built up. Because in the early days, we should have built ourselves up and been strong and stayed strong in the Lord. But now it's time, you know, for you to roll your sleeves up and to get stuck into it, into the reconstruction of the kingdom of God inside you, to the building up of the walls that have fallen down over the years, to strengthening yourself in the spirit so that you can stand against the wiles or the ideas or the platform of the devil. Because he walks around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. He's looking for those ones who, when they got baptized and filled with the Holy Spirit, they lived in that honeymoon period and they didn't build themselves up. And now they're a little bit empty. Now they're a little bit dry and they're a little bit vulnerable. And they're the ones that are weaklings that hang outside the group or the pack. They're no longer in the center of things, but they're fringe dwellers. They're the ones that get taken out by the enemy. And if you're listening to this, this is an opportunity for you to reestablish that which God gave you in the beginning. So how long will it take? Well, if you listen to all of these podcasts over and over again and you pray in tongues, I guarantee you'll have a great shot. Because it's happened over and over again with people. Because the things that I speak to you are not waffle. They're not something that I say, come and follow me. No, I say, come and follow Jesus through the Holy Spirit. You know, somebody has to bring the message, the true, untainted message. And the message is this. You only have life in Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit. And not in a organization, a church, or just a teaching. It's through the Holy Spirit. You can listen to this teaching over and over and over again, but not do anything about it. You'll still be in the ditch. This teaching won't save you, but the effort you put in, because faith without works is dead. You need to put the works in. Sit down and pray. You'll say, oh, but that's works. Well, the Bible says building yourself up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. So the Bible's telling you, and this is Jude, who's trying to put people in remembrance of the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. But people forgot and they turned into backslidden crazies. And you'll read that in Jude. So I'm going to leave this with you, a thought. It doesn't matter how much you're in a ditch. Doesn't matter how bad you are. Doesn't matter how bad your situation is. Doesn't matter how far away from Christ you think you are. He still dwells inside you. And he is waiting for you to partner with him on the destruction of the flesh and the destruction of the twisted thoughts and ideas that you have. And he can do it through the Holy Spirit. And if you'll just sit down, have a cup of tea, and just start praying in tongues for maybe 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 50 minutes, half an hour, maybe an hour a day. I mean, you'll watch a movie for an hour and a half and be entertained. Put the headphones on and listen to the podcast while you're praying in tongues. If you find yourself getting bored, listen to my podcast while you're praying in tongues. And over again. A lot of people are doing that. They're putting my podcasts and listening to them over and over again, and they're praying in tongues, and they're getting excited. They're getting very, very excited. And that's the power of the Holy Spirit. It's not the power of Tom and Donna. It's the power of the Holy Spirit. Because it's not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord, that this mountain will be removed in your life. So we'll leave it there. So if you'd like to help us out, if you'd like to support us at Clear Vision Revival, just go to the bottom of this page and click on support.